So neither sacraments, by the way, of ghost bumps or fruit checking, they don't provide any assurance of your salvation.
Pastor Chris Rosebrough, host of Fighting for the Faith, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
Instead, they keep the gospel in the abstract, and they create obstacles for someone to say that Jesus died for me. They create obstacles for people to believe that Jesus has forgiven me, that Jesus loves me, that Jesus has had mercy on me.
You can listen to Pastor Rosebrough's presentation, Making the Case for the Means of Grace, on an audio DVD of the 2016 Making the Case Conference. This audio DVD contains more than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.
Now, people who know me well know I'm a pretty basic guy. I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order.
That's conservatism in a nutshell, that we are preserving the traditions of human society that, though tainted by sin, at least we're failing in opposition to those moral standards.
Look, Martin Luther King Jr. in the Civil Rights Movement was all about bringing the faith into the public square.
The Christian lives not by the words of the pastor, but by the words of God. And the pastor, if he's not speaking the words of God, well, who knows what he's doing? But he's not being a pastor of Jesus. He's not serving his church.
Northern Illinois Chainsaw Drivers, love, issues, etc.
You've no doubt seen it. I've even seen it from some Lutheran churches, places where you can go with the new Pokemon Go game. I don't know how the game is played, except that you walk around. I've seen kids out in front of my house doing this, walking around, looking at their phones or their devices, and they find the Pokemon and they catch it, and then they move on to another spot that apparently is populated with Pokemon. Some churches even as well. There was a satirical article I saw floating around online about these Pokemon Go sermon series. And look, you can satirize all you want, but some pastor's going to do it out there. And it's another way of augmenting our reality, right? We're going to be talking about a spiritually augmented reality during This Week in Pop American Christianity with Pastor Chris Rosebrough. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. coming to you live this Friday afternoon, July the 22nd. After we talk with Chris Rosebrough about spiritually augmented reality, super spiritual churches versus, well, plain old churches like mine and yours. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a simple game we like to play with our listeners at the end of the broadcast week. It involves us playing four soundbites for you. We'll play them 1, 2, 3, 4. You listen, and then it's your turn. You give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet, @IssuesETC, or you go right over to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in about a half hour here on the program. Pastor Chris Rosebrough is a regular guest. He joins us every week for This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today, spiritual augmented reality. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
What is spiritual augmented reality?
All right. Well, from time to time, I come to your program, and I have to teach new words, new phrases to kind of describe what's going on there, out there in evangelicalism. We've talked about narcissistic eisegesis and things like that. Well, spiritual augmented reality is kind of a playoff of the Pokemon Go game that is so popular right now, and it's considered a game that engages in something called augmented reality, whereas it uses Google Map and your GPS information, but on the app itself, you might be in a geographic location, but there's an augmented reality. There's Pokestops and Pokegyms, and you can capture Pokemon. So spiritual augmented reality works with that general concept, but it applies it to the charismatic church and you know, Pentecostals, where what they're engaging in is pretty much the equivalent to creating a spiritual augmented reality that apparently, you know, their prophets and their apostles are really the only ones who can see this augmented reality, but then bring information about it to people via dreams, visions, and prophecies and things like that.
And this is really nothing new. This is something that in the, I guess it's called the prophetic and apostolic movement, people have been claiming now for decades.
Yeah, yep, absolutely true. But let's just say that the things that they're proclaiming now is actually coming from the Lord. It's literally bordering on the crazy. It's really bizarre, the stuff that they're claiming that God is showing them and how God is manifesting. And the result is it creates kind of a two-tiered Christianity where you have the churches that are the haves and the churches that are the have-nots. There are the churches that really have the inside spiritual track with God, and God is, you know, releasing all kinds of kind of rare spiritual manifestations. And then you get ordinary, run-of-the-mill churches, kind of like your church and my church.
It's a newer, updated version of what they used to call high-watt, low-watt Christians, right?
Yes, exactly. The high-wattage Christians, you know, they get to have all of these really amazing, unbiblical perks from the Holy Spirit is kind of the way to talk about it.
So what are we going to hear first? And we're not talking about this kind of off in the corner, the lunatic fringe, although it may be the lunatic fringe. It's not the lunatic fringe of American evangelicalism. Talk about some of the principal people, aren't we?
Yeah, we're talking about people who are really now moved into the mainstream of evangelicalism. The first soundbite we're going to be listening to is from Kingsway Church in Alabama. And a very popular, very well-known gentleman who is the pastor there, his name is Jason Hooper. He used to be the praise and worship leader for Rick Joyner, who is considered an apostle in the Charismatic and New Apostolic Reformation. And he has invited a rising prophetess from Australia named Lana Vosser to his church. And what we're going to be listening to is her at his church in Alabama prophesying kind of these spiritual perks, this augmented spiritual reality, as it pertains specifically to Kingsway Church in Alabama.
Hello, Kingsway. I'm here with my friend Lana Vosser, all the way from Australia. And Lana was seeing some things for you and for us this morning. And so we asked her to just to take a moment and to share some of what she saw. As you know, if we will say what we see, we will see what we say. So Lana, what's the Lord showing you?
Amen. All right, so when we were driving up here today, I looked at the building, and on top of the building, I saw a huge magnet, and the magnet was on fire. And all of a sudden, it was like the magnet got activated to like a whole nother level of frequency. And I watched people running, like being drawn from all across the nation and then into the nations. And they were being drawn here. And I said to the Lord, what are they coming for? And he said, they're coming for a fresh impartation. And I felt like the Lord was saying that he's birthing something completely new in this place. And I saw it like a spearhead, that it's going out and it's creating pathways of encounter and pathways of revival to bring refreshing and healing to the nations. And I feel like in this season, you're going to see so many people come into this place, and they're going to receive this specific impartation that when they go back out, it's not going to look like here, but it's actually, I saw it like a DNA that was very specific in each impartation they received here, that when they took it back to their place of worship, that it had their flavor. But there's something here that the Lord is releasing now that is so completely new, and I felt an encouragement from God, keep your eyes on him, because it might not look how you expect. It might be bigger and a little bit more out of your comfort zone, but it's going to be Ephesians 3:20. Who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever hope, imagine, or dream.
All right, what was that all about?
I Well, let's kind of pull this apart. She claims that God, the Holy Spirit, was speaking directly to her. And I was walking through the list here that Kingsway Church has a fire magnet that is activating a whole other level of frequency, giving a fresh impartation, birthing something new, creating pathways of encounter, and releasing something totally brand new that is Ephesians 3:20. I know I was speaking English there, but I'm not sure what any of that meant. But here's kind of the question I have for you, Todd, real quick, and that is, the church that you serve, do you guys have a fire magnet?
Well, we got a bell tower. We don't have a fire magnet. We've got lightning rods on top of the building. That's code.
I think it's a wise thing. I see our church, Kongsvinger, we don't have a fire magnet. We have never been given an activation for a whole nother level of frequency or fresh impartations. We've never birthed anything new other than like babies, you know, from like women in the congregation. And so you think about what is this exactly that's going on? And I don't even know what any of these things, what the cash value of them are. But one thing's for sure is that this really creates, like I said, this kind of haves and have-nots. So the spiritual, you know, this spiritual augmented reality, you know, apparently Lana Vosser can see it. And kind of like some churches have Pokestops and some churches have Pokegyms and, you know, Pokemon gyms and things like that. Well, apparently Kingsway in Alabama, they've got a fire magnet and all this other stuff. And so, that kind of leaves all the other churches like your church and mine out in the cold. I mean, the reality is that at Kongsvinger, I mean, we have an absolution. We have the Word of God. We have Christ's body and blood. And we have the waters of baptism and fellowship in the prayers. I mean, we clearly are left out in the cold because all we have are the ordinary things that Christ left the church. Whereas these churches, you know, like, you know, Kingsway, I mean, they clearly have some kind of inside track. God must love them more than he loves us. God must really be, you know, moving in power there and really just basically treating us like the redheaded stepchild. And so probably people need to leave our churches and go to these churches where the Spirit is moving and giving fire magnets and fresh impartations and birthing something new. And although what I said kind of tongue-in-cheek, that's really the mentality that is created when people like this make these kind of claims and Christians just accept these at face value without any kind of biblical discernment whatsoever. Where in Scripture are we led to believe that certain congregations, you know, within the church, Catholic, small c, are going to be receiving special kudos and gifts and perks and impartations and new thingies that God the Holy Spirit is going to release through them? There's no biblical text that says anything like that. In fact, Scripture instead says, where two or more are gathered in Christ's name, he's there among us. It doesn't get any better than that, and yet these people, that's ordinary, that's common, that's so 20th century, that's so 15th century. We're into the new thing that God is doing.
Before we take a break, that new thing, I'm sitting here thinking about basically what the tactic here is. And it seems to me, whether either, you know, Jason Hooper or Lana Vosser intend it or not, I don't know the status of their sincerity or their hearts. This is a great way to set up a congregation for really whatever you want to tell them, teach them, have them do, is to bring in someone who says, I saw a fire magnet, something new is about to happen, I don't know what it is, and it may not look like this or that. Pretty much, that's a blank check for the preacher, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is 100% not only a blank check, but, you know, him having a sinful nature just like the rest of us, oh, he could cash that thing in any direction he wants. I mean, you know, he can say the Holy Spirit has made it clear that the new thing that he's releasing is we're going to be tithing at, you know, 50% of your income, and, you know, I need a private jet in order to jet around the world so that I can release these new pathways of encounter that the Holy Spirit promised through Lana Vowser. I mean, the sky's the limit as far as what they can do here. And unfortunately, there are many examples in modern-day charismatic churches where when these blank checks are written, they're cashed in such a way that the pastor ends up, well, profiting very well when it comes to cashing those kind of blank checks from the Holy Spirit.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's our series This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're getting some examples of what he's calling spiritual augmented reality. When we come back, we're going to hear from some other leaders in evangelicalism, Bill Johnson, Rick Joyner, Patricia King, and we'll hear some more examples of spiritual augmented reality. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Stay tuned.
C.F.W. Walther says, Thesis 1 in his book, Long Gospel, the doctrinal contents of the entire Holy Scriptures, both of Old and New Testament, are made up of two doctrines differing fundamentally from each other, that is, the law and the gospel.
Dr. Carl Fikencher of Concordia Theological Seminary speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Any passage, yea, any historical fact recorded in Scripture can be classified as belonging either to the law or the gospel. That is to say, if we really understand what law and gospel is, we'll find we're not forcing some kind of template over the Bible. We're just speaking the way the Bible actually speaks.
You can listen to Dr. Fikencher's presentation, Making the Case for Law and Gospel Preaching, on an audio DVD from the 2016 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. For more information, look for the DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org.
An oasis in the desert of pop American Christianity, you're listening to Issues Etc.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
There's a new neighbor in town. The Lutheran Federal Credit Union is open and ready to serve members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Lutheran Federal Credit Union provides checking and savings accounts, home, car, and personal loans, on-demand mobile banking, 30,000 ATMs, and 5,000 in the co-op shared network. You'll find the modernized banking experience you need with excellent customer service and security you expect at LutheranFCU.org. LutheranFCU.org.
We really take for granted all of those things that have been huge changes in human history and surely would not have happened if men valued women as little as feminists claim that they do.
The main thing I have a problem with in that statement is the idea of conflating we as Christians and we as Republicans.
Selective outrage. I know that I need to be mad because something wrong has happened. And that's true. But the last thing I'm going to do is have ownership of the problem as if I'm part of it.
Christians, while they're born again in baptism, while they receive new desires from the Holy Spirit in baptism, what we don't receive there is perfect information.
Just a taste of the four sound bites we're going to be playing for you here in about 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes, when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll play those four sound bites, and then you vote by giving us a call, and you could vote in advance, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Just send us an email with your vote, where you're listening, and which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or tweet that to us at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. In the meantime, Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about spiritual augmented reality. What are we going to hear next, Chris?
Okay, we're going to be listening to Bill Johnson of Bethel Church in Redding, California, and Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. It's important to note that both of these men are considered to be apostles, modern-day apostles in the church. This is, they're part of the New Apostolic Reformation, and they are talking about the unique manifestations, apparently, of the Holy Spirit at Bethel Church in Redding, California.
Well, Bill, we've been talking about the incredible things God is doing out there, and we hear the healing and the... I know you guys have just been in pursuit of God and seeing Him heal and touch people, and and it's growing. The obviously the people being engaged, having their gifts stirred up within them, and then what you just showed me, these incredible manifestations in the meetings of glory clouds, in the meetings, and we have got to talk about that. Because these are foretastes of the Lord coming into His temple. You know, there's, I think when you start to see some of the things like you guys are seeing, you know, sometimes it is, you know, you start seeing angels when you start entering their realm.
That's good.
And it becomes common.
That makes sense.
But it's more us entering their realm, and these are Him coming into our realm.
Well.
You know, and when it's manifestations like you can see there, and we're going to show you videos of this, little clips of of these things that have been going on out there in Bethel Church. We had some in the past, the in periods we had things up on the mountains.
I remember hearing about them.
You know, and it's way beyond anything. But to me, this is the normal Christianity.
Yeah, and so we've been having this. It's like looks like gold. We've had some of it tested. It's mica, which is a quartz. We've had, I know of places where it's been tested and it's gold. And in fact, we've had that in our area as well. But mica, we've had a smoky, like a almost like a pillar, formed into like a ball once and then just exploded throughout the room. It'll be really thick and intense, and you'll see the people just standing there in worship and children running around with their mouths open. I mean, it's... to me, it's almost like it's almost like a sign of authenticity, the fact that there's not just one response.
Oh yeah,
it's like, you know, I mean, there are some people that just sit there. They sit there under this. They'll just sit there like this for an hour, 2 hours. When they get up, they've got gold all over them. You know.
All right, Chris. I'd love to see the video clips they claim to have of these events. Although I strongly suspect they never quite get around to showing them.
They do, but the funny thing is that the quality of them is similar to the Sasquatch Bigfoot videos. I mean, they're somewhat grainy, fuzzy, and you can't exactly tell the context. And you know, there you see a person who's apparently covered in gold glitter or something like that, and no explanation or context as to how that came about. I asked you if you have a fire magnet at your church. When people leave your church, are they covered in gold glitter? Because we don't have that happen at Kongsvinger either.
No, they're just covered in the righteousness of Christ. That's about all they get.
Yeah, no, that's boring, man. That's not the exciting new thing that the Holy Spirit is doing. Covered in the righteousness of Christ. Yawn. We need something more amazing than that. I mean, they were talking about ordinary Christianity where glory clouds appear during worship, and you'll notice here that where is the focus? And the focus totally changes, you know, with these claims of manifestations like this. The focus is no longer on Christ and Him crucified for our sins. In fact, the book of Revelation, in Revelation 19, verse 10, says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. But these guys claiming signs and wonders and prophecy, it's really the testimony about the signs and wonders. And so everybody leaves talking about the sign or the wonder or the gold dust or the glory cloud or the fire magnet, But nobody leaves talking about what Christ has done for them. And this is fascinating because there's several warnings in Scripture about this kind of stuff. Colossians 2 particularly says in verse 18, "Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism or the worship of angels, going on in detail about visions or puffed up without reason by a sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head." And the head is Christ, from whom the whole body is nourished and knit together through its joints and its ligaments and grows with the growth that is from God. And so this spiritual augmented reality where apparently certain churches have special perks or have rare Pokemon manifestations of the Holy Spirit that you need to go and collect, if you would, you know, kind of working with the metaphor here. The thing that always gets lost, or the person who always gets lost in the mix, is Jesus. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul told us in Colossians 2, that these are people who are totally disconnected. They're no longer holding fast to the head, and the head is Christ.
I want to just ask you about one other thing from that particular clip, and that is, although I think it was Bill Joyner who was actually speaking, or maybe it was Bill Johnson, I'm not sure, Rick Joyner or Bill Johnson, they claimed that they had found this residue of gold-like substance, had it tested, and it was mica, but that he knew of times when this happened, and they had it tested, and it was real gold. Now, I'm just wondering, I mean, God, he doesn't hold back. Why is he throwing mica on the people and not real gold every time?
Yeah, you know, you'd have to talk with their Holy Spirit, which I don't think is the same Holy Spirit as ours. I don't know. And here's the funny thing. This is a phenomenon within the charismatic movement, is they always tell these stories, and you never really get the details. You know, I know a guy who had a church who, you know, was born without his left leg, and he went to church, and they prayed over him, and now he's walking with two legs. You know, this is kind of how stories go. And they said, "That's amazing. You know, why isn't that story circulating on YouTube? You know, why do we not see an interview on 60 Minutes with this guy and his doctor talking about how this he was born without a left leg and now he's walking?" They tell stories like this all the time, but they never give you the specifics to back it up. And so what I find is that within the charismatic movement, there's, for lack of a better way of putting it, there's all these urban legends that are circulating that you can never track down the original source or the person who's being referred to, but they pass them off as if this is like the gold standard of proof that the Spirit is moving among their churches and stuff like that. But you can never get verified, you know, miracles, you know, tested by doctors, and so that's one of the manifestations within the charismatic movement itself and how it operates.
We've got one more. This one's from Patricia King. Remind us of who she is and what we're going to hear from her.
Patricia King, she was involved in the Toronto outpouring at the airport church in Toronto, Canada, and she came to Canada, to the United States, and now runs XP Ministries out of in Phoenix, Arizona, and she is very well connected and very well known and listened to within the Pentecostal and New Apostolic Reformation. She's going to be talking about, well, all kinds of interesting manifestations of the Spirit in her own ministry and church.
Hi, the last number of months have been over the top awesome with God. We've been having an amazing time watching God do just the stuff he said he'd do in the Bible, like heal the sick and touch broken lives and bind up their broken hearts. That's what the anointing is for. But there's also a whole pile of signs and wonders. Gemstones falling, glitter falling. And one of the things we've noticed is feathers. In fact, when we were in New Orleans over the summer, there was one meeting that we did where a baby eagle feather fell in a meeting. Over the years, we've had different types of feathers. I remember when an angel named Swift showed up at the very first time it ever manifested in my midst. It was an eagle type of angel. But right after it manifested in a vision, about 2 days later, I got all these eagle feathers all over my office floor, down the stairway into my home. After a prosperity angel appeared. It was a number of days later when a green feather appeared, which was the exact same color that I saw the angel. I mean, it's strange, isn't it? It's strange. But that's what signs and wonders are for. God shows a sign and it makes us wonder.
Is that what signs and wonders are for?
No, not at all. And this is kind of an interesting thing about signs and wonders, if you would. Miracles always are never the thing. In fact, miracles are always part of the support system of a message. And so what I think is fascinating, you know, during the time of the Reformation, the reformers were challenged and basically said, what miracles can you point to support your understanding of law and gospel and salvation by grace through faith? And the reformers actually had a very interesting answer. They said, our miracles that we point to are the ones performed by the apostles themselves and Christ. And that's correct. And so Jesus himself points out the fact that in the last days, there will be deceivers that will perform great signs and wonders to mislead, if possible, even the elect. This is what Jesus actually warns us about in the Olivet Discourse. And so the idea is this, is that signs and wonders always are kind of the support system of a particular message. So you have to kind of go back upstream and ask the question, what is the message being preached by the person who's performing this alleged sign and wonder? Does it square with Scripture? And over and again, you see that these people in the charismatic movement and the New Apostolic Reformation, who are part of the signs and wonders, you know, thing going on today, over and again, they are twisting the Scriptures, and they are not rightly handling God's Word. They are not placarding Christ and Him crucified. And these signs and wonders that they are pointing to are actually leading people away from sound doctrine and a proper understanding of what Christ has done in true discipleship. So signs and wonders, if you would, are the support or buttressing system for a message itself. That's really how they're used in Scripture. And then the question is, what is the message that's being supported by the sign or the wonder?
Real quickly, Chris, where are these signs, if they are occurring, and that has yet to be established, where are they coming from?
Really, your options are very limited. Due to the fact that these people are twisting Scripture, we can rule out that they are coming from the Holy Spirit. That's absolutely not even in play if you understand that the message they're bringing contradicts the Word. So that means that these signs and wonders are either magic tricks or parlor tricks, or they are literally signs and wonders via the working of the devil and the demonic. Those are your only options that are left.
What's on the lineup for Fighting for the Faith tonight?
Today we're going to be answering some listener email and listening to a couple of really good sermons to end the week off.
You can listen to Chris Roseborough and Fighting for the Faith right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. in about a half hour at piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consvinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the internet talk show Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
Folks, Chris Roseborough is featured on the new audio DVD from the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. His presentation was titled Making the Case for the Means of Grace, God's Real Signs and Wonders. And we'll send you this audio DVD for a suggested donation of $300 to Issues Etc. You can order online at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. More than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on the audio DVD of this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. When we come back, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means you need to get ready to give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, live this Friday afternoon, July the 22nd, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, right after this. At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
Greetings to you from the heart of Texas. I am Pastor Mark Knuckles, the senior pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church and School. We are the LCMS Mother Church of Austin and are situated just blocks from the University of Texas. Liturgical in worship and confessional in teaching, we are a dual parish with the only Lutheran deaf congregation in the Austin area, Jesus Lutheran Church of the Deaf. Come see what God is doing among us through His Word and His sacraments.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas. Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas. Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.